Epic audio boo time in the house, bitches. It's Big Ol' T. Ready to rock your socks off with another epic audio boo time. Boom. All right. What a fucking week it's been. First we had the Norway massacre. What the fuck happened there? Some guy who looks like he's some Hitler poster boy goes on a shooting rampage and claims it's all to protect Europe from the Muslim invasion. Ooh, except he didn't kill any Muslims, probably. He went to a freaking youth camp for a political party. Stupid bitches. Oh, and fucking Glenn Beck and some of you folks on the right and conservative talk radio, shove it up your fucking asses because you're daring to inject politics in some bullshit like this. Fuck you, Glenn Beck. Fuck you, Rush Limbaugh. Fuck you, Sean Hannity. Now, we lost Amy Winehouse this week. God, that sucks because she had not only was she had a great voice and she had great musical talent, but she looked pretty damn hot when she was clean. But then, for some reason, she got her arms tatted up. She went all the way deep into the drug thing. And the next thing you know, she's dead at 27. Ain't life a bitch? Like Ann Coulter. Level bitch. Alright. Now, I'm going to bring it down a little bit. And I'm going to say this. Thank God they got a deal done in the NFL and the NFLPA to have football back this season, baby. Sundays are back this fall. NFL, as God Almighty ordained it back when he created the NFL. Okay, maybe he didn't directly create the NFL, but he inspired the National Football League. Or should I say, the National Football League. All right. Now, I wish we had Barack Obama channeling Roger Goodell and Speaker Boehner channeling D'Angelo Smith or DeMario Smith or whatever the hell his name is and getting together and actually working out a deal so that next Tuesday we don't fucking default on our loans. We don't have soldiers going without pay. We don't have senior citizens not getting their Social Security benefits. But no, they got to have their nice little showdown. We're going to play this game of political chicken. We're going to mess with people's lives. But it's important because we don't want to raise taxes on the rich, folks. No, we don't want to do that. Come on, man. Please. May I borrow a phrase from the great Michael Irvin? Or should I say the great Deion Sanders? Hold on, playa. We gotta straighten this shit out. Because we gotta get this thing right. We gotta get the deficit under control. We gotta get a balanced budget. But that means we're gonna have to raise taxes. We're gonna have to cut spending. We're gonna have to make some sacrifices to bring this country back to where it needs to be. But now the political party's doing that. So you know what I say? It's time to vote both those bastards out. Raise up a third party that actually has some damn common sense and ain't sucking on the teat of special interest. I would say something else, but that might offend some of you little pansies out there. I'm talking about straight pansies, not the gay guys. You guys are cool. Gay marriage in New York. New York leads the way. As New York goes, so goes the nation. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, they're trying to ban gay marriage. Good luck with that! Good luck with that, because I guarantee 10 years from now, it'll be legal in North Carolina. It'll be legal in South Carolina. Deal with it. I ain't afraid of gay marriage. Why should you be? That's it for now for Epic Audio Boo Time. This is your man, Big T, saying good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours. See ya!